Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early, and we love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. As always, email the show. Let us know what you think. You can email me at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com and check out our new podcast page. It is amazing. They've done a beautiful job. PodcastArena.com. Click on the YSR tab. You can listen to all of our amazing broadcasts and our guests and all of our hosts right here at your network of choice, and that is YSR. And as a reminder, you can listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. It is good to have back in studio with us Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. Andy, we missed you. And I also have to say, you know, I was looking at the calendar. Next Saturday night is Halloween. And that is like, that's the time of the year that you always circle the calendar. It's like your biggest holiday. You're looking so forward to it. So what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Well, we're going Batman this year. It's going to be the Riddler. Got the cane, got the suit, got everything. So that's going to be fun.
Okay. And your better half, your lovely lady, what's she going to be dressing up as?
A ghost, as far as I know right now. So that's just to be a bit of a surprise.
So fun. All right. So let's move ahead. Let's do the conclusion on the Astros. I mean, they exceeded expectations, but it was a kind of a heartbreaking finish for many of us.
Well, yeah, the Astros had a certainly disappointing finish. It was, you know, it was two games versus Kansas City. Nobody thought they were going to compete versus Kansas City, really, in a five-game series, defending American League champions. And the Astros are right there with them. They blow a four-run lead in the eighth inning in Game 4. They get blown out in Game 5. Before that, I mean, they were the aggressor in this series. They were leading every game, and it really came down to the Astros' bullpen, which really hurt them down the stretch. They got this far in spite of what the bullpen did the last month and a half. So the Astros, a successful season, a disappointing ending, a very good team. I'm curious where they go from here.
You know, what's interesting, too, we were talking about this earlier, that many of the fans, you know, they consider the Astros season a success. But, I mean, Andy, you're a competitor. You played baseball. You know those guys in the clubhouse. They've got to be disappointed that they weren't able to finish strong.
Yeah, the bullpen certainly has to be disappointed. Nobody's going to say that, you know, let's just blame it on a few guys. But essentially, sure, it was a few guys that lost this series. The Astros played A-plus defensively. They scored four more runs in the majority of the games versus the Royals. They hit their home runs. You've seen good lineup depth. You've seen production from different areas of the order. You got to play almost a perfect series versus the Royals. And this series illustrated how one portion of the team not showing up can be all it takes for you to lose. It's a team game. The Astros didn't have a full team playing in these games. It was a strong showing. You've seen Carlos Correa become a hero. Kobe Rasmus become a hero in postseason play. But it just wasn't enough. It's nothing really to hang their heads. Now, a lot of people believe they got further than they were supposed to. They were ahead of schedule. They played in an easy division. You can say what you will, but they still were able to take this series to five games, and it certainly now shows a team that's on the rise, a team that free agents may want to come to in 2016.
So in 2016, are you anticipating the biggest changes that will take place will be with the bullpen so that they are ready down the stretch?
I don't know if they'll go too far with the bullpen. I could see them making some trades, maybe flipping Carter or Gattis for relief pitching. I could see them starting to use their farm system differently. They have a bundle of starting pitchers and not a lot of positions for them to pitch in at the major league level. So you're going to leave them in AAA starting? You're going to bring them up and make them relief pitchers? I look for big arms like Michael Feliz, Vince Velasquez, maybe even Mark Appel to get bullpen reps early in the year. Maybe they make the team, and if they do, I feel like that's what they make the team as. So you start to train these guys to be one-inning relief guys for 2015. It doesn't mean that's their future. It doesn't mean this is their ceiling, but it means this is the position we have for you right now, and I surely would like to get some of those hard-throwing young arms in the bullpen. I think that starts to turn the corner a little bit. Maybe you try to add a closer. Maybe you try to add a setup man. But I believe the best option for the Astros is to start putting those young arms in the pen and get them at the major league level.
It is the Houston Astros retrospective with our very own Andy Pondillo, our MLB news and notes right here at YSR. Connect with us. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And my man Andy P, reach out to the audience, and where can they connect with you?
It's climbingtowershill.com. The podcast is called Astro Chat.
Okay, so 86 wins for the Houston Astros. That's a good year. What do they have to do now to become great?
First thing first is the bullpen, obviously. But now you start to also look at the batting order. The Astros this season while they had a good offense at times, it never was a complete offense. Some of it was because they had injuries, but every team has injuries. How do you add to that depth in the order? They got to figure out how to get more on base guys in the middle of the order. You get the Kansas City Royals, a team that puts the bat on the ball. You look at the Blue Jays, you know, even though they hit a lot of home runs, they don't strike out the same amount the Astros do. The Astros were able to weather a storm of strikeouts. They're going to be top five in strikeouts next year, probably, but you got to find a way to minimize it somewhere in the order. Maybe the five hitter, maybe the six hitter. Let's get some on base in this lineup. I think they go and look for free agents such as a Alex Gordon, a Ben Zobrist, and on the high end, a Jason Hayward or a Justin Upton. There are definitely options that service the on-base percentage when you look out on the free agent market.
Okay, the Astros, of course, you know, their returning core, it is arguably one of the top three to four best in all of baseball. Would you agree? And you really have to tip your hat and give credit to just the farm system and how they're continuing to producing this elite talent.
Yeah, and there's more on the way. That's the exciting part for the Astros. They've just kind of tipped the iceberg with some of these guys. There's a lot of guys that could be splash players, and a Colin Moran, and A.J. Reed. Does John Singleton ever figure it out? You know, these guys, they might be your free agents if they came up and produced the way that we think they can. Right now, Carlos Correa, just absolutely amazing what he did in his rookie season. In a rookie season where most guys are on single or double A, he's over there putting up all-star numbers at the shortstop position, batting third in order. His value is just absolutely off the charts. Altuve came through that system. We think of him as a veteran. He's still only 25 years old. A lot of hitters aren't fully matured at 25, so that's impressive. George Springer, does he get a full season? If he gets a full season batting in this order, being protected in the lineup by Correa, he could put up some really massive numbers. The Astros top heavy at the top of the lineup with the guys they have through their system. Dallas Keuchel, who obviously was a surprise for the Astros to turn out to be the best pitcher in the American League this year. You got him coming back. And you look at the top heavy Astros, they got the core solidified for the next couple years. Now, that's a problem that a lot of teams would like to have, to have to feel on base percentage, to have to fix the bullpen. I mean, there's teams out there competing right now that don't exactly have the prototype three hitter, that don't have the dynamic shortstop, don't have that true ace pitcher, and they are looking to go out in free agency and spend bundles of money. And the Astros have been able to do that within their own farm system.
You know, you were just talking about how they are just loaded with all this young, fresh talent. What's your view of the Astros in terms of, are they one of the best young teams in the league? I mean, we think about the Cubs and what they were able to accomplish this year with some of that fresh young talent.
Yeah, the Astros and Cubs should rival each other for a while on their fresh talent. And, you know, that's what losing does. You draft high, but you have to draft right. That doesn't mean you're going to make the right picks. The Astros certainly haven't made all the right picks. They've missed on a few, but if you get enough quantity, you hit about 40 to 50%, then you're going to have a lot of talent come to the major league level. You can never expect these teams to be perfect in the moves they make. You just hope that they start to hit on these key guys, because a Carlos Correa, Dallas Keuchel, it only takes a couple guys to really start to turn the momentum on an organization.
Andy Pondillo with us each and every week right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, Andy.
Always fun.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here with the biggest and the best in sports at YSR.
Sorry, Andy.